Restaurants across the country are closed to customers who want to dine in, but they're eager for customers to order takeout or delivery to support the business. And people are obliging. According to data from the review site Yelp, food delivery has doubled since the coronavirus outbreak. These days, you can't help but wonder, though, if it's safe to have food delivered to your home. Don Schaffner is professor of food science at Rutgers University. Welcome, Professor Schaffner.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being here. The CDC says there is no evidence associating food with the coronavirus, but is it safe to order takeout?
Well, and in fact, it might even be safer to order takeout than to go to the restaurant and pick it up or to have takeout delivered, right? So using services that deliver or getting takeout yourself are all great ways to practice social distancing and still have food to eat.
Okay, but let's circle back on that. Is it dangerous to get takeout food and pick it up yourself?
Well, I mean, again, to the extent that we can limit contact with other people, that's what's going to reduce our risk of contracting COVID-19. Again, we don't know that there's any risk from food. So all of those things can proceed as they did before the times of pandemic.
So when you get food delivered at your doorstep, you're still having contact with the person who's delivering it.
Well, you know, it depends on what the delivery service is doing. Many of these services are instructing their drivers to actually practice social distancing as well. If you've ordered with one of these app platforms, you may have paid online, so there's no cash or being exchanged. There's no credit card being physically exchanged. And again, many of these drivers are being instructed to simply leave the food on your porch and then alert you that it's there. And then you can minimize even that interaction with the driver.
And what happens if you do have to pay, say, cash or a credit card when the person arrives with the food?
Well, then you should do that, obviously, and give them a really nice tip because they're out there putting themselves on the line to deliver your food.
Yeah, because we're not the only ones who are possibly being endangered, but the delivery people.
Exactly. They're as worried about getting COVID-19 from you as probably you are from them. So if you have to pay with a credit card or pay with cash, then obviously you should do that. And then since you have interacted with another person, it's a good idea to sort of raise a flag in your mind. Hey, next chance I get, perhaps when I go in the house, I'll wash my hands or use hand sanitizer.
And if you've used a credit card, should you wash that or somehow disinfect it?
Well, you know, what I'm recommending to people is do whatever makes you feel safe. If it makes you feel better and less anxious to do that, I'm recommending that people do that.
But that's confusing. Either the virus is swapped by, anything, piece of paper or a credit card. Why wouldn't you have to sanitize your credit card?
Well, here's the thing. We can take this to an extreme degree where we're basically sanitizing everything that comes in to our house. The key message here is that most of the cases are spread by symptomatic people coughing or sneezing near people who then breathe in the virus. There may be, again, there's evidence of asymptomatic spread. There's still, at this point, not any evidence of spread through contacting surfaces like money or credit cards.
So with that in mind, once you get the delivery in your kitchen, you're unpacking it, what's the key thing to remember there?
Once you bring the food into the house, you can discard that outer packaging, right? And so either recycle that or throw that in the trash. And then, again, just on the off chance that you maybe perhaps have gotten the novel coronavirus on your hands, that's a very good time to wash your hands or to use hand sanitizer.
You mean before you start digging in?
Yes, absolutely. So after you've handled the packaging and before you start eating, and again, guess what? Washing your hands before you sat down to eat, that was a good idea before the pandemic, and it's going to be a good idea after as well.
Although, I don't know if we all sang happy birthday two times before, but I guess we really should right now. And what about if you're sharing takeout with a friend or a roommate? Can you share a spoon? Can you share the Chinese takeout in any way?
Well, so here's the thing. If this is a person that you are living with, you're already sharing germs with them just by simply being in the same physical space. And so if this is a friend who you don't live with, well, you should be social distancing from them. So they shouldn't even be there, right? But if it's somebody that you already live with in your house, I don't see any problem with sharing the takeout. Now, that equation changes. If you have someone in your house who is sick, that individual really should be quarantined in the house. They should be eating separately from everybody else. But if everybody is healthy and no one is symptomatic, I see no problem with sharing a meal together.
let's say when you get groceries and bring them back from the store, do you have to sanitize those?
Well, again, my recommendation is that you don't need to sanitize your groceries. Again, a best practice is after you come into your house, it would be a really good time to wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. After you've put your groceries away, wash your hands or use hand sanitizer one more time. And then thirdly, again, before you sit down to eat, wash your hands or use hand sanitizer.
Do you wear gloves when you go out shopping?
I don't wear gloves when I go out shopping. What I do at my grocery store, they have hand sanitizer at the entrance. And so I will apply hand sanitizer when I walk into the store. When I leave the grocery store, I will again apply that same hand sanitizer from that same station. And that's to basically remove any coronavirus or inactivate any coronavirus that I might have picked up in the store.
Given how much you know about food science, it is your specialty and you teach it. How do you balance the science with just the natural kind of anxiety that that we have around a pandemic?
I know about microorganisms. I know how they're transmitted. And I know specifically how this one is transmitted. Remember, this is something that spread from person to person. The best thing I can do to protect myself is to not be around people who are coughing or sneezing. And then the secondary possibility of infection via cross contact with surfaces, I'm managing that by washing my hands and by using hand sanitizer and by trying to, you know, not be too nervous about everything.
That's good advice, and I hope we can all accept it and adopt it. Thank you, Professor Don Schaffner, food science professor at Rutgers University. Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, same here.